brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark Faber coming up. Dr. Najas Piazza is our guest. Frontsite.com. Toll-free number to call and get a free brochure or to learn more about it. But don't wait. If you've got the time, if you're not working 18 hours a day like I am, get in there. Take your wife, your daughters. It's in a safe environment. You know, the basics. A lot of people don't get into this because they want to be macho. And I have to admit, even at a subconscious level, I'm like, I don't want to go around all those super good experts. And that is pathetic loser mentality. And I barely have that. But there's this little lingering thing as a macho guy. I don't know how to use a gun. I don't want to, you know, go be involved in that. It's ridiculous. Don't be embarrassed to go out and learn how to water ski or snow ski. Don't be embarrassed if you want to go join a Golden Gloves boxing or kickboxing. Most people never get outside the box because they're too afraid of even looking stupid or looking bad. But once you get in it, you're like, man, this is great. No boxing or anything, some of the things I've done in my life. I mean, you need to just get into it, go ahead and make the plunge. And nothing is more important until learning how to defend yourself with the ancient right of armaments. And the best thing out there is the handgun, is the firearm, is the rifle. Read Thomas Jefferson. It is the essential of a free human being. And the way to defeat the gun grabbers is our culture, lifeblood. And you've got to spread that idea. That's why I've had lots of groups that aren't even sponsors and that aren't as professional or good as Frontsite. Because I'm trying to get this thing kickstarted, and it is happening, all of us together. So 800-987-7719, 800-987-7719, or frontsite.com. Closing comment in 60 seconds, Doctor.
Well, I just again want to thank you for your support, and I encourage you, all of your listeners and viewers, go to the Frontsite website, frontsight.com, and at least subscribe to the free gun training reports, because I can start training you right at your computer with some of the same information that people are spending thousands of dollars to receive at our facility. And start learning what we're trying to teach and understand the mindset of using a firearm when it's needed to defend yourself and the lives of your loved ones, and also learning when it's not appropriate. Because that's one of the things that we also teach. Not only do we teach when to use it, but more importantly, when you should not use a firearm so you can also keep yourself out of jail. So these are all very important topics.
No, I mean, it's reportedly the best thing out there from everybody I've talked to that's done it, including a lot of federal people like Bannister, but also police I know. They just say it's really great. I mean, a lot of it's simple common sense, too. But in my experience, don't wave a gun around unless you're protecting yourself and are prepared to use it. And if you go ahead and point it at somebody, you know, generally, then if they don't immediately get on the ground, you got to go ahead and take care of them. But it's important to not give advice, I guess, until they've actually come out there and gotten the full totality of the knowledge.
Absolutely. Most people just do not know how much they do not know when it comes to the use of a firearm to appropriately defend your life. And that's what we give them in that 4-day program and the 5th day with the 30-state concealed weapon permit class.
As Thomas Jefferson said, the great object, the great goal is that everyone be armed and proficient in the use of those arms. Doc, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you very much.
You bet. What a deal, folks. I mean, $1,199 for a free $500 gun, $500-plus concealed carry, and 5 days of training. That would be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. This is at cost. I've talked to him. You've heard him. This is at cost. Promotional right now, frontsite.com. Speaking of promotionals, free. Get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings absolutely free. The updated full interview, never before released in total. My latest updates on the New World Order, the banking takeover, the control grid, and a lot of key video clips. A great presentation. Get this free when you get Endgame. Got to deal with this half price, $9.95. I just want to get these out, folks. I want people to see this information. I want to move quickly because the New World Order is coming down on us right now. Infowars.com to take advantage of all the different specials. The Money Masters, 3-plus-hour film, $19.95. Know who the bankers are. Know your enemy. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I think I'm going to make time this fall to go out to Frontsite. I need to go ahead and just get my concealed carry. I need to go ahead and get prepared because my life's getting crazier and crazier. And I need to get my training tuned up because it's quite rusty.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mark Faber of the GloomBoomDoom.com report, currently in Thailand. This is a top expert who's on Bloomberg, CNBC, CNN, you name it. And he is the editor-in-chief of the GloomBoomDoomReport.com. Our websites, of course, are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com. And his predictions and tracking have been very, very accurate, and that's why we bring you the financial experts who actually have a proven track record, not the ones that were telling us everything was going to be, you know, great 2 years ago when they knew full well we were going into a recession/depression. He's been on the news lately talking about the next 2, 5, 10 years, not sure when, the real specter of hyperinflation, what that means. It doesn't have to be Zimbabwean or Weimar Republic level to be devastating. So I wanted to get him on to talk about that. Also, his prognosis for the dollar, because we've got people like Harry Schultz, who's a highly respected and been pretty accurate in the past. Also, Bob Chapman has confirmed from embassy people he knows that they are telling embassies, dump your dollars, hoard foreign currencies for September. Now, is that just some drill, or is that an ominous sign of global dumping of the dollar? Who knows? We'll ask him about that and a lot more in the next 20 minutes. Mr. Faber, thank you for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, you got the floor. Tell us about the specter of hyperinflation, what you see happening in the world economy. Is there going to be a recovery, or is this just the beginning?
Well, basically, the U.S. economy went into recession in October, November 2007. But initially, because the government manages to massage figures, it didn't show up right away. But after September 2008, the global economy fell off a cliff, and we probably kind of bottomed out in March, April, but it doesn't mean that we will have a strong recovery. I think if you look at the cycle 2001, when the recovery began, to 2007, we reached a peak prosperity sometimes in 2006, early 2007 in the world, and we're not going to go back there anytime soon. The problem I have with inflation is this. The government's reaction to the crisis has been essentially to slash interest rates to zero. In other words, the very policies that created the crisis post-2001, when the Fed slashed the Fed funds rate from 6.5% down to 1% and kept the Fed funds rate at 1% until June 2004, when actually the recovery had begun in November 2001, that led to the housing bubble, to the credit bubble, and to the problems that we are facing today. So the same policies are now applied, zero interest rates, which of course robs essentially the savers of any income on their deposits with banks and in treasury bills. And at the same time, this time around, we have this huge expansion in the fiscal deficit, in the budget deficit of the U.S. government. And the projections, who knows what they will be eventually, but I'm sure this year the fiscal deficit will be in the order of $2 trillion. Now, the government is forecasting that it will come down next year, but I'm not sure about that. Now, when you combine large fiscal deficits with expansionary monetary policies, it is very likely that at some point inflation will be relatively high. Once inflation is relatively high and the economy doesn't recover, then the government will print even more money, and that will then accelerate the level of inflation rate.
Now, over the decades tracking this, sir, and being on the boards of scores of countries internationally looking at this, what's the inside scoop, if any, on what the private Federal Reserve is really planning, what the central banks in Europe are planning? I mean, they're openly announcing all this new power to regulate themselves, to grab whole areas of the economy. Obama's firing heads of GM and hacking it up in pieces and handing it out to cronies. I mean, it's getting really serious.
Well, I mean, basically, we had two systems until the end of the 1970s in the world, essentially free market capitalism, the market economy, and the planning economy. And as you know, under communism, socialism, central planners totally failed with their policies to create sustainable economic growth. And if you traveled to Russia in 1980 or to China in 1980, these countries were really impoverished. And the U.S. in particular today is moving towards an interventionist policy of the government moving into the economy and trying to fix the economy left, right, and center. In the extreme case, you would go essentially to the planning economy. But it's not going to happen right away. But basically, the more the government has an influence in the economy and intervenes in the economy, and I have to stress that the current crisis is not a failure of free market. It's a failure of government intervention. One of the big interventions was obviously Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which essentially had cheaper access to funds than the banking system. And these were the big bankruptcies in America in terms of size. And also other regulatory intervention into the money market, into the price of money by the Federal Reserve post-2001, also, as I just mentioned, created a problem. So it's not that the free market has failed. It's the interventions by the government that failed. And now these failed policies are even enlarged. And that is where I have a problem with the current economic policymakers.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, I'm no economist, but it's just common sense watching the markets, following how this works. You have these elite banks, elite brokerage firms,
elite power structures who want the planned economy, as Carol Quigley wrote in Tragedy and Hope. They actually are what I'd call crony capitalists, monopoly capitalists. They're not free market. They're actually using government regulators to force the sale of banks, brokerage firms, credit unions, infrastructure to them. And they are being engorged, being rewarded for the crisis they created, and now vertically integrating everything. And now they've made the crisis even worse since the banker takeover in October of last year in Europe and the U.S. And now they're, I'm sure you've seen the new, federal, redo where they're claiming they're going to have new regulations. But when you read it, it just says absolute power of the Federal Reserve to do whatever it wants to take over any industries. I mean, again, where do you see this ending? Just with one global bank ruling everything, this new bank of the world that we're going to pay our carbon taxes to?
Well, I mean, I think it's difficult to see where it will end. But as I pointed out, I think it will end with much more inflation. And there is a big misconception in the world, which is that when the economy is weak, there are no inflationary pressures. Usually, when you have a strong economy, you have low inflation. And when you have weak economy, you have high inflation because of the government interventions in the economy through fiscal measures, fiscal deficit, and through expansionary monetary policy. Basically, you can have huge excess capacities and high inflation. The two have nothing at all to do with each other.
Well, would you call
so
this...
I think we will have high inflation, and at the same time, I think what we will eventually have is some kind of social unrest, because I can't believe that people will be fooled forever by what you call crony capitalism.
Yes, sir. And I want to speak more on that, but that begs the question, how long can this go on with this crony capitalism or monopoly capitalism?
Well, it can go on for quite some time and, make things much worse. But my view would be that within the next 5 to 10 years, when the public realizes that the economy does not improve and possibly, in my opinion, actually deteriorates and is faced with actually higher taxes, which may not be obvious, but they will happen because of the large deficit, then at that stage I think there will be, a social revolution or some kind of social revolution. Or the next thing the government will do to distract the attention of the people on bad economic conditions, they'll start the war somewhere.
Ah, very well said. That's what they normally do. And it looks like with North Korea and Iran, they could be steaming towards that goal. Would you call the most likely outcome a type of hyperstagflation where the real economy's dying, but they flood the world with these worthless notes and credit? And so we're going to have a continual stagnation like Japan, or will it accelerate towards a black hole with an overlay of inflation? And how bad will that inflation be? I mean, will it approach Zimbabwe or Weimar, or will it be 20-30% a year?
Well, I tell you, it doesn't really matter whether inflation is 10-15% a year or whether it's the Zimbabwe style of inflation. But if you go up to 10% inflation a year, it's likely that you will then go to 15%. And if you're at 15%, it's likely you go to 20% and so forth. It's very, once it's the inflation magic is let out of the bottle, it usually accelerates and expands. So I think the likelihood that we'll have eventually high inflation rates in the U.S. are very high.
Won't that inflation spread worldwide? Aren't we already seeing inflation all over the world?
Well, I mean, I think that's a very good question, because you see, in America, they publish essentially core inflation, and core inflation understates the true cost of living increases. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm listening. That's music. Stay right there. We've got a break. Everybody always pauses on that song. We have Willie Nelson on. He goes, sounds like ice cream trucks. Mark Faber is our guest, joining us from Thailand. We'll get him to finish up on that point. and talk about a few other subjects as well on the other side.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 23rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $924.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $951.25, $475.63 for the half ounce, and $237.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $951.25, $475.63, and $237.81.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Our guest is also a worldwide bestseller, not just in the United States, but also in Asia. The website's the Gloom Boom Doom Report. That's gloomboomdoom.com. Okay, sir, finishing up your point about the economy and inflation and worldwide. We're already seeing these dollars being printed, driving up inflation in Eastern Europe and places, aren't we?
Well, my point is this. Let's say if I traveled 20 years ago to emerging economies, the price level was very low. But after the U.S. began to pile up large trade and current account deficits, which led the current account deficit to grow from $150 billion in 1998 to currently around $800 billion. It's $800 billion flowed into the world. And in many countries, they inflated the price level with the result that today, if you stay in a hotel in Sao Paulo or in Shanghai or wherever it is, it is as expensive as in the U.S. So I think that the inflation figures in the U.S.A., by just excluding energy and food prices, do not reflect the true cost of living of a typical household. I don't know whether any of your listeners has insurance premiums that have gone down. They're all going up. Healthcare costs going up. All contributions to the government for garbage collection and so on. All this is going
now,
up.
All the taxes are going up, and they're telling us we've got low inflation. And,
yes,
and now,
exactly. I mean, it's a joke. It's a total joke. And don't forget, this is the worst economic contraction post-Second World War. In such an economic contraction, prices should come down, but they haven't. So my view is that once the economy picks up, whatever that is, next year or in 5 years or in 10 years, I think there'll be strong inflationary pressures in the system.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've already got serious inflation with 20% unemployment with the real numbers. My God, imagine when it's 5% unemployment. Are they going to dump the dollar? I mean, I know that people aren't sure, but we see the world creeping away, kind of moving quietly towards the exits, the dollar going up and down wildly. I mean, you're out there in Asia right now. The dollar's clearly been devalued. You were just talking about that. Is the dollar a dead duck?
Yeah, I think so in the long run. But you understand? The long
yes.
run could be 10 years or even more, and in between you can have strong rallies. I mean, we had a period now between March of this year and just 10 days ago during which inflationary fears overcame and people rushed into commodities and equities and gold and so forth, and the dollar was weak at the same time. Now maybe you have a month or two or 3 months where the dollar could rebound somewhat, where bond prices could rebound somewhat, in other words, where interest rates would decline somewhat, and then you have again more deflationary fears. And during this period of time, obviously, equity prices would move lower. But I think in the long run, with Mr. Bernanke at the Fed and with the economic policies of the U.S., that are, in my opinion, misguided because the economic policies of the U.S. target consumption when they should target capital formation, in other words, capital investment in the form of infrastructure, in the form of capacity expansion, in new industries, capital investment, education, and research and development. So the consumption is basically a loss for the economy.
Yeah, so what's happening is we're in a cannibalistic economy where we're all living for today, still running up the debts, and the whole infrastructure is going to hell in a handbasket. Where do you see the United States in 5-10 years? Is a third world fallen empire like the Romans in 410?
You see, I was just a couple of days in Sao Paulo in Brazil, and I travel extensively. I can tell you when I first went to Sao Paulo, in 1974, there was a huge difference between Miami, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, and Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo being underdeveloped and the American cities being well-developed or relatively well-developed. Today, I don't see any difference between Sao Paulo and the U.S. large cities.
And I also see the third world coming up, but we're dropping.
Yes, I mean, it's not necessarily that the U.S. is tumbling to the bottom of the ocean or drowning to the bottom of the ocean. But in the last 20 years, other countries have made huge progress and are now major competitors to the U.S. And so the U.S. and also to some extent Western Europe have stagnated while others have come up.
Got it. Mark Faber, thank you so much for joining us. The website's gloomboomdoom.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
You bet. Take care. All right, we'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more. Stay with us. 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Ring of Fire.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live, and then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're going to have wide open phones now for the balance of today's transmission. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We got Bill, Doc, John, William, Julio, and others. And I was just told in my ear from Minnesota that Doc is the guy's YouTube video I played on air yesterday, really in 10 minutes, because I get these long-winded rants, take me an hour to talk about it, really broke down how in the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, they just create these lists, these terror lists, these dissident lists that you can't find out why you got on them, can't get off of them. First, you can't have business, can't travel. Then you got to live in a certain area. Then you're arrested. That's what's being announced, being set. So we'll talk to him in a minute. But first, Bill in Iowa disagrees. Let's see what this is. Hey, Bill.
Yes, Alex, I'm one of your biggest fans. But anyway, earlier in the broadcast, did I misunderstand or did you say that you could shoot a turkey at 6,000 yards?
Yeah, I meant 600 yards.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
that's funny. Remember. That's funny. You know what happens when you get on air, just like Dr. Piazza was saying, when you actually get in a shootout with somebody, you lose half your mind and aren't as good as you are when you're calm. When you're on air and you're sitting here just talking to somebody and 600 yards, not 6,000 yards. Obviously, a 50 caliber, you might be able to shoot something at 1,000 yards. And I actually have, you know, shot like old junk cars at a buddy's house at 1,000 yards at night with tracers. Now, that is fun. Looks like Star Wars, big red tracer shoots out and then thunk. You know, you see it 1,000 yards just shh, and then you hear like thunk when it hits. But yes, I constantly do stuff like that. Like one time I said, you know, in 1676, we started the war with the Redcoats. Then later I hear the show and I'm driving down the road rebroadcast. I'm like, it's 1776. So yes, I'm correct. Didn't sound stupid. But I mean, that happens when you're on the air 4 hours a day. I'm constantly, probably once or twice a day, I was diagnosed dyslexic. Now, who knows if dyslexic and all that's even real? Maybe it's just normal that certain percentage of people write B's backwards and D's backwards, and I'll flip numbers. That's why my wife does the accounting and not me. So I'm constantly, you know, 600 yards, 6,000 yards. I was thinking of a shot I took. The fence line at my uncle's was 600 yards away, and this deer jumps over it. And I fired once, and I saw it hit the ground right in front of it. And then I fired again and hit him right in the chest, and he fell over and died. You know, shooting him straight on. And so that was the last 625 yards, actually, shot I took. But I did it on my second shot. But when I was like 14, I would have killed him on the first shot. So that was the issue, yes.
About that, I just had to gig you on that. I thought it was...
Yeah, my grandpa can shoot a turkey at 6,000 yards, no.
Yeah, keep up the good work, my friend.
All right, buddy, I appreciate it. Yeah, when I was like 16, probably my best shot when I used to go shooting every weekend with a 243, we had a shooting range out on our property, a fence line, and I could put a Tabasco bottle up on the fence post, and I could shoot the red cap off at 200 yards. And that was with like a 5-power scope, not even a very fancy scope. Now, if I tried 2 or 3 times at 200 yards, I'd be able to hit the Tabasco bottle, the little Tabasco bottle. I hit it every time. It was a big one. In fact, I used to go to the shooting range, and I could sit there at 100 yards and shoot to the same hole 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sometimes times. I mean, same hole at 100 yards. Just boom, you know, just perfect. Now, that's precision. And now... 100 yards, you know, I can make a big hole, you know, but I mean, I'm talking the same hole, folks. And that's how you build a skill, and then you lose it. So that was my whole issue, talking fast. See, the problem is, I've actually, and I appreciate your call, Bill, I've actually listened to a lot of other talk show hosts. What they do is they wait with a guest and then let them talk, and then they take their time when they talk. That is the guest, the host does. They just do it real slick and real calm and wait and then talk slow. And even though they're interrupting more, it has the illusion of not interrupting. Whereas me, I'll kind of fast throw stuff in with a guest because I got the thought and I don't want to forget it. And then I'll say 6,000 yards instead of 600 yards. Okay, that's how that works. It doesn't even matter. Doc in California. Doc, how you doing?
How you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
Hey, it's great to be with you. I'm Sergeant Arms for the Sacramaniacs Motorcycle Club out here in Sacramento.
Oh, great.
And I really appreciate you putting my video up on there. We got shut down like a week prior to that. They just closed my channel, mine.
Yeah, the fellow that runs the Alex Jones channel, he now tries to post everybody who gets censored. But we posted your videos before. It's always great info. Because you're really good at calmly going over things and giving a lot of background. You have a good knowledge of this. And we did see they erased your account. And for those that don't know, thousands of Patriot accounts are being erased for no reason. And in fact, your videos are just you on a webcam. They don't even make copyright claims. They just erase you. And
yeah,
so,
they wouldn't even give me a reason. They just said something about my video and something to do with Google search, and then that was it. There was no appeal, nothing. It was just they just ended my account. But the main reason that I've been trying to call the last couple of days is this gun bill and the way they're singling out groups. It's not that they're going to start going around and messing with people. They came not to just our club, but to the Vagos as well, and they raided us all, took us outside. They had the Department of Homeland Security, they had the BATF, and they made us and all our wives hold up mugshot signs, took pictures of us all, and said it was going in a database, terrorist database.
Well,
and,
let me
and
stop
they
you.
They said that they would be back to get us later.
All right, well, let me just stop you. I wasn't aware of this, but for those that don't know, and I'm going to let you tell the story. I want you to tell it all in detail here because, I mean, I believe you because I'm already aware of this. And you try to tell listeners this. First, who did Hitler first persecute? Jews, gypsies, Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witness, stuff like that, because that's a minority. It's okay to persecute them. And they've always harassed motorcycle gangs, even, you know, mainline clubs. And so the issue is they do it to a minority first. And around here in Texas, I mean, clean cut 14-year-old can be walking back or riding his scooter from his job at a gas station. The cops pull you over, get you up against a wall. This happened to me when I was like 20 here in Austin. And they want to question you and take a photo of you, and they put you in the gang database so they can then fluff it up and act like everybody's a terrorist. They're now arresting citizens that photographed downtown D.C. It almost happened to us. They're all, most veterans I know, when I say most of the veterans I know can't buy guns anymore. No criminal record. The cops won't say, the NICS system won't say why. They just say you're refused. And there's no way to appeal. That's just the end of it in America. They're telling the VFWs that they're basically criminals. They've got to report all their Civil War cannons and everything. And the BATF, they say, is going to be visiting them. And then we called the head office in D.C. and they said, yeah, BATF's going to be watching veterans. Their training manuals. I'm just giving people that are watching this for the first time, because I know this will probably go viral on the web since we're bringing this up. I just showed you mainstream news. ACLU admits they're teaching all the military that all protest is illegal and an act of terrorism. The Army's watching in the Fed groups. We got the secret documents, and it became mainstream news that I'm being watched by the Army. The Army follows me around. I mean, I've had them in parking lots come up and threaten me years ago and tell me, you know, they're watching me and they're going to get me. So this is all part of the mafia stuff. And you tell people, it's like when I told folks the FBI was here, but I couldn't say because there was a gag order in the federal subpoena. They thought that was a lie until it was all over AP and everywhere after the guy was arrested. They were looking for, you know. And so when I tell you, they blocked my car in before, and I get out and go, "What's the problem?" And this guy's going, "The problem is we're watching you, Jones. The military's watching you. Watch your ass." And, you know. And so when you bring this story up, I believe you because this is what they're doing. They're going around with federal police. They've announced they federalized state police all over the country. They haven't told most of the state police yet, but they're already under federal control. They've openly announced it in Arizona. So I wanted to interrupt you and back you up that they're announcing gun owners, veterans, conservatives, everybody's a terrorist. Now, slowly, tell us about your bike club. Tell us word for word when it was, what happened, and then I'm going to look into it. Go ahead. This is major news. Go ahead.
Well, what happened is Kevin Johnson is the mayor out here. And when he was trying to get elected, he pulled all these publicity stunts. And over a three-day period, he did an operation called Snag. And I think if you Google that, it'll come up in the SAC-B, Operation Snag. They arrested like 500 and something, 80 people or something like that. Well, what they were doing is just driving around the street and arresting anybody that had red sneakers on or a blue hat, you know, because red and blue are gang colors. And
same things happened to me. One time I was wearing a blue hat with Pennsylvania team, so I like the black hat, dark navy blue. And I was all questioned if I was a terrorist, but go ahead.
Yeah, so, and I guess they wanted some high-profile names or at least some local high-profile names they could blast in the paper. So they came after our club and I guess the Vargo Club as well out here. And what they did is they just came in and busted in. You know, they came in all SWAT style. And they tore the whole house apart. They broke our furniture in little pieces because that's, you know, that's what they do. If you haven't done anything wrong, they'll just break all your property. And then There was this caricature that my wife had done of her sitting on a motorcycle, and they snatched that up, said it was gang paraphernalia, and then grabbed these mugshot papers, you know, had a little number on them and our names, and then they took a bunch of pictures, you know, the BATF and Homeland Security and all that, and they took me to jail. I was in jail for 13 days. It took 13 days for me to get out.
What did they say you'd done?
I was in possession of gang paraphernalia. That was what they said.
Let me stop you. Have you seen Road to Tyranny, where they pull over a naval veteran, married woman, in town buying canning supplies, doesn't drink or smoke? She comes to a checkpoint, because it's all in the surveillance camera she got in the lawsuit from the cops, Abby Newman, and they want to search her car, and she says, no, you don't have a Fourth Amendment. You just stopped all these cars here. They say, get out, and they find a pocket constitution, and the state police begin hyperventilating like they found a dead baby or something, going, I can't believe it. She's not allowed to have this. And they arrest her for anti-government paraphernalia on video, just like them choking ambulance people now. I mean, total mental illness. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
I just wanted to back you up that you were taken to jail for paraphernalia. I guess it's illegal now to have your, leather bomber jacket with the club or something?
Yeah, what they were looking for here is they insisted that we were some white supremacist outfit. They tried to say we were skinheads. And as you can see from the video, I have hair down in the middle of my back, so that kind of disqualifies me from being a skinhead. That, my wife's Hispanic, I think that disqualifies me too. But they tried to say that we were a white supremacist outfit, and that allowed them to haul us all in under this snag program.
Okay, so they're saying under terrorism, under Patriot Act, this is how they're harassing and citizens aren't getting their Bill of Rights. They're arresting kids for prank phone calls now under Patriot Act and not giving them rights. And so they said that, I guess, motorcycles, and of course there's no law against motorcycles or leather jackets, but they selectively say you're not allowed to have that. So you were in jail for how many days?
13.
And what were they saying the whole time? I mean, were they trying to get you to plea bargain before they let you out to agree that you'd committed crime?
The whole thing was whether or not I had committed a crime. It wasn't even to do with they were trying to force another agency to give me up to a year in jail for it. For gang paraphernalia, yeah.
Because you have a motorcycle club? Tell us about your motorcycle club.
Well, we started about 20, almost 30 years ago out here in Sacramento. We were supposed to be an offshoot of the Hells Angels, and things kind of fell apart with that. And so we started doing our own thing. And, you know, we have our good apples and our bad apples. And so, you know, if like any other club, like the Misfits or anyone else, if you look us up, there's plenty of bad stories to go with the good stories. But about 10 years ago, we did the mandatory clean and sober thing for our club. And a lot of us went back to college and got degrees to be, like myself, I'm a drug and alcohol counselor, and two other club members are now. Now, as a way to give back to the community for real, rather than just a picture of me on a motorcycle carrying a teddy bear at Christmas, you know, for real giving back to the community. So since then, it's all been based on basically you have to be clean and sober. You have to love what this country stands for, because being in a motorcycle club is about freedom.
Okay, so I mean, that's what I thought from seeing some of the club videos. So it's an anti-New World Order mainline, defend the Bill of Rights, really a paleo conservative or libertarian type club. And basically then they've got all this anti-terror money, so they raided you under terror and arrested you, and next time you'll be taken to a camp X-ray, and they are building giant camps in Montana and Utah and Wyoming on record that U.S. citizens are already in. Go ahead.
Yeah, and not only that, but they actually, the federal guys actually were smirking and laughing and telling my wife how they were going to be back to get me anyway, and that she better get ready to live without me and blah, blah, blah. And they were going to take her kids, and they already took CPS already took one of her kids from her and won't give them back just because I'm here. So,
my God, you're being, so you've had the government kidnap your kids. Well, this is See, but people don't care about somebody with long hair. All these blue-haired folks. But now they're getting robbed all over Texas and the rest of the country by the cops, where they just say, give me your wallet, lady. And the old lady talks back. They just right in the face. This is on record. And so I think even the mainline public starting to figure out this is mafia. So these guys were having fun. Then we're going to kidnap the rest of your kids and just enjoying themselves.
Yeah. And they're taking me in. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, and they're taking me in, right? And they take me, you know, with no shoes, no socks, nothing. And I want people to get an idea of what they do when they take you in, right? Because when they take you in, right, they strip you out and put you in a freezing cold room for hours on end. And then they'll pack you in there with about 40 other guys in a room designed for about 8. And they'll leave you guys in there all night. Freezing. It's like 32 degrees, 33 degrees in there, laughing and joking about it. You can't get medical.
It's all part of torture. It's all part of torture. But don't worry, those jail guards are going to lose their house too. And their kids are going to die of brain tumors from the fluoride they're drinking. They want evil, they get it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much help healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Coming up later, I'm going to show video, play the audio of Beck staging crying and having stuff put in his eyes to then go cry. And he does the same thing on his TV show. And again, I'm not into attacking Glenn Beck. It's just he is a Judas Code operative. If the mainstream media wants to be pro-New World Order and works for the banks, most of them just admit it and are anti-freedom openly. Beck acts like he's us and then constantly says, arrest us. And then meanwhile, the police are actually out doing it. Pulling over, you know, little ladies with canning supplies and, oh, they got a podcast to tell you. I'd have played that. I mean, they literally are going, oh, they're like, they found the most poisonous, deadly snake or an abominable snowman. The Yeti was in their trunk or something. Like, a giant cobra jumped out. They got a little pocket constitution basically urinating on themselves. I mean, this is brainwashing, folks. I got one. She's got one. I swore an oath to. It's deadly dangerous. And then arresting people that have my videos. I mean, this government is rogue and criminal. We're going to talk to him in just a minute. That's why it's important, folks, to get the Money Masters, How Banks Create the World's Money. This 3.5-hour film, 1995, well-produced. You want to understand how this stuff operates, get it at Infowars.com. Got that deal I keep mentioning where you can get in-game for $9.95. Other deals where you get it free with this. Just go check out all the combos I've got where you get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings with updated info with me and the entire unedited interview. It's all there. Some behind-the-scenes stuff. Get this free when you get it with some of the other films that are already half price at Infowars.com. We're also carrying Life on the Edge of a Bubble, the latest film by William Lewis. Excellent film. Blowing the American Dream, Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Excellent to explain to people out there that don't know what's going on. If we don't educate people, these criminals are going to win. So 888-253-3139 to call an order, 888-253-3139. Or you can see all of my films online right now, including Reflections and Warnings, at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members there who are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also write to me again, Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And all your purchases of the books and videos make this operation possible. All right, so going back to Doc, in the minute or two we got left, I'm going to come back and go to John, William, Julio, MHL, and others. Finish up, Doc. So they finally had to let you go, though.
Yeah, and they let me go, and I got out and came home, and that was when I realized, right, that there had to be something that I could do to let people know what was coming. And so that's why I started the channel, was so that I could just share some of what they were doing to me. Because this is always incremental. They're going to start with us, and people are going to cheer about that. But then it's on to them next. They're on the list, so it's on to them next. And I can't thank you enough for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate that. And I joined up Prison Planet a couple weeks ago, and it's excellent. I love it. I think everybody should. So,
well, Doc, listen,
thank you for the time.
Well, thank you. I'm just glad that you put a YouTube up channel and in a few months had tens of thousands of views. Your videos were all getting thousands of views every time. People really were connecting with you. And then they erased your channel because they're scared of you and everybody else. They don't want you fighting back. I'm sure the local feds said, take that down. You're back and your channel's even bigger now in just a few days and they censor you again. We just prove YouTube is run by a bunch of New World Order scum. We start doppelganging all our material on other sites. And no, they're openly announcing they're going to start shutting the web down. This is mainstream news, so we better use it while it's there. And I like the fact that you're coming back, you're speaking out, you're not just rolling over. And just start doing videos about other kidnapping your wife's kids. You know, really expose this. Take care, Doc. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Going to start the final hour. There's been some new big 9/11 developments. Jason Vermes will be popping in the last 15 minutes of the show. But your calls and a ton of other news I haven't even gotten to straight ahead in 60, well, with a station ID, network ID, 70 seconds. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.